ceiling, and especially over the lower half of his, Zaphod's, suit. The effect of this was so astoundingly nasty that we shall not be referring to it again at any point in this narrative, other than to record briefly the fact that it caused Zaphod to throw up inside his suit, which he therefore removed and swapped, after suitable headgear modifications, with the empty one. Unfortunately, the stench of the fetid air in the ship, followed by the sight of his own suit walking around casually draped in rotting intestines, was enough to make him throw up in the other suit as well, which was a problem that he and the suit would simply have to live with. There. All done. No more nastiness. At least, no more of that particular nastiness. The owner of the screaming face had calmed down very slightly now, and was bubbling away incoherently in a large tank of yellow liquid, an emergency suspension tank.
"It was crazy," he babbled. "Crazy! I told him we could always try the lobster on the way back, but he was crazy, obsessed. Did you ever get like that about lobster? Because I don't. Seems to me it's all rubbery and fiddly to eat and not that much taste. Well, I mean, is there? I infinitely prefer scallops and said so. Oh, Zarquan, I said so."
Zaphod stared at this extraordinary apparition flailing in its tank. The man was attached to all kinds of life support tubes, and his voice was bubbling out of speakers that echoed insanely round the ship, returning as haunting echoes from deep and distant corridors.
"That was where I went wrong," the madman yelled. "I actually said that I preferred scallops, and he said it was because I hadn't had real lobster like they did where his ancestors came from, which was here, and he'd prove it. He said it was no problem. He said the lobster here was worth a whole journey, let alone the small diversion it would take to get here, and he swore he could handle the ship in the atmosphere, but it was madness. Madness!"
He screamed and paused with his eyes rolling, as if the word had rung some kind of bell in his mind.
"The ship went right out of control. I couldn't believe what we were doing. And just to prove a point about lobster, which is really so overrated as a food, I'm sorry to go on about lobsters so much. I'll try and stop in a minute. But they've been on my mind so much for the months I've been in this tank. Can you imagine what it's like to be stuck in a ship with the same guys for months, eating junk food, when all one guy will talk about is lobster, and then spend 6 months floating by yourself in a tank thinking about it? I promise I will try and shut up about the lobsters. I really will. Lobsters, lobsters, lobsters. Enough. I think I'm the only survivor. I'm the only one who managed to get to an emergency tank before we went down. I sent out the Mayday and then we hit. It's a disaster, isn't it? A total disaster. And all because the guy liked lobsters. How much sense am I making? It's really hard for me to tell."
He gazed at them beseechingly, and his mind seemed to sway slowly back down to earth like a falling leaf. He blinked and looked at them oddly, like a monkey peering at a stranger.